Live on DAZN Worldwide, May 2nd and 3rd, Garcia versus Romero and Canelo versus Skull. Friday from 6 p.m. Eastern, Garcia returns in a history-making Times Square takeover. 24 hours later, Saturday from 7 p.m. Eastern, King Canelo faces undefeated Skull for the undisputed crown. May 2nd and 3rd, a knockout weekend of boxing. Pick one or go all in for only $90, exclusively on DAZN. Buy now at DAZN.com/boxing.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
SoCal's Country Station 95.1 K-Frog. I'm Pepper. This is Spirit of the IE. Carter's Foundation is a nonprofit dedicated to providing new toys, books, blankets, and more to children undergoing cancer treatment or hospitalization in Southern California. Once again this year, they're partnering with the LA County Fair, and anyone who wins a carnival stuffed animal prize can donate it to Carter's Foundation as they exit the fair. Here to tell us more is Steven Santoro, Vice President and Co-Founder of Carter's Foundation, and Adriana Escalante, Director of Community Outreach. Thank you for joining me.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
Start by telling us about Carter's Foundation and the mission behind it.
Yeah, absolutely. As you mentioned in your run-up to introducing us, Carter's Foundation is a nonprofit that provides toys, books, blankets, and other comfort items to children going through cancer treatment or hospitalization in Southern California. Our primary goal is to just provide a little relief and a little comfort to the patients, the children, as well as their families that are going through a very traumatic or difficult time in their lives, and just to show them that there are people like us who have experienced something very similar to them, that we are out there to support you and that you're not alone in this journey.
Tell us about the inspiration behind the creation of Carter's Foundation, and how has it grown over the past couple of years?
Carter's Foundation is actually named after my son, Carter. He was unfortunately born with mesoblastic lymphoma, which is a form of kidney cancer. We discovered it at 3 months old. He was very fortunate, and he went through a clinical trial drug. He was phase two of a clinical trial that allowed him to get on this drug that significantly shrunk his tumor to the point it could be removed when he was 11 months old. But Carter's Foundation was born in this moment where, while we were in the hospital, in different hospital stays, we met a lot of other families, met a lot of other people, nurses, who helped us along, provided teddy bears for him when he's, you know, 3 months old and he's in a hospital and he can't leave. So he's getting a teddy bear, or he's getting a book or a blanket. And it was one of those things where my wife and I knew that we wanted to give back, right? We didn't want to be the people that just took everything and said, you know, we're very appreciative for it. But we wanted to be able to support the community and support those who supported us. So it was actually, his kidney was removed and his tumor was removed when he was 11 months old. On his first birthday, we told people, don't bring him toys, don't bring him anything, bring unwrapped toys that we can then donate back to the hospital to give back. And we had a lot of people do it. We had a lot of our family and friends come out to support Carter. And that was the birth of Carter's Foundation. And from there, we just wanted to expand and expand and expand. And we've done just that. We've added a lot of different programs.
You already sound like you have so much experience. So I was surprised last year when I learned just how young Carter is, because if Carter's not that old, Carter's Foundation isn't that old either.
Correct. Yeah, we've been around for just now 2 years. In those 2 years, we started off, as I mentioned, with just toy drop-offs, books, blankets. We started doing something called a parent pack, which are small bags of toiletries for parents like us. When Carter was diagnosed, it was, you're going to the hospital, you're staying in the hospital until we can figure out a treatment plan. So we had nothing. We had absolutely nothing to bring with us. So we decided one of the things we could help the parents with is bringing a little pack of goodies, toothbrush, comb, toothpaste, lotion, little things like that, that they may have either forgotten or just didn't get a chance to bring with them. And then from there, we've expanded. We're now doing video game carts, and we've dropped off several video game carts to local hospitals to go into these oncology clinics or just go around to the floor for there's certain kids that cannot leave their room. They're in isolation and there's nothing for them to do. They're in their room 24/7. So they can wheel these carts in. Kids can have some sort of entertainment, some sort of break from the monotony of a hospital room. And then we've also done direct to patient shipping. So some of these patients that are out of hospital that are still going through treatment that may reach out to us or get nominated by family members or friends, we will get their information, get what they like, and we'll send them a box of goodies just for them while they're doing their treatment.
Adriana, your daughter Brianna inspired a lot of the work that Carter's Foundation does today. Tell us about Brianna and how her memory continues to guide the mission of the foundation.
Brianna was 12 years old when she was diagnosed. She fought for 2 years, but she was like the most loving, kindest, sweetest girl there was. She was really funny. She just was always positive throughout her journey. So I had wrote things down because I knew I was going to go blank, but so she was really positive. She fought for 2 years. During her hospital visits, we would always take a little moon man with us because she loved lights. She loved to decorate her room. She always wanted it cozy. She always liked a nice atmosphere around her. And we would always take her moon man. And one day we were going on a walk in the hospital because we stayed there for so many times. And as we were walking, we left the door open and we were like, let's just go and do a lap around the hospital. So we did, and we had our lights on, and the kids would point at her room and want to go in her room just because of the lights. They were just excited and they just wanted to look. So we were walking and we looked at each other. I'm like, Brianna, when you get better, we're going to come back and we're going to bring moon men to all the kids because it'll be so nice for them to have really nice rooms in here. And she's like, Mom, that would be so nice. So when she passed, we did, in lieu of flowers, we requested moon men. We got 327 moon men. And I started handing them out to hospitals. I went back to Kaiser. Loma Linda opened their doors, and Carter's Foundation was a big part of that. They helped me reach out, and I even gave them some to start. And now that's a part of the foundation now. It's a program, Carter's Foundation, and we started the Be Strong program, which is Brianna Malia Escalante Strong, and we're doing the Moon Men, and we're also going to go to rooms, and we're transforming rooms for kids. In her honor.
Yeah, and to kind of elaborate on that a little, so what we're doing with these room transformations is we're reaching out to families that are going to have children that are going to be in their rooms for long periods of time, asking them, what are your kids like, right? Are you into Mario? Or we just did one with monster trucks. And then we're getting them pillowcases, mattress covers, you know, everything to take that hospital room and make it not a hospital room. Mm-hmm. And then they also get a moon man as well to light up and get stars and all sorts of cool stuff in the room. But it's just a way for these kids are going to these hospital rooms. They're staying there for such a long period of time, and that it's a hospital room. It's a sterile environment. It's not fun. They're young kids. So we're trying to just say, hey, look, we know you're here. It's not a great experience to be in the hospital to go in for treatment. But look, we've got a room just for you, yes, designed just for you. So that's kind of our dream room program. We just rolled it out. We've only done about three of them now. Yes. So we're excited to continue to do that. And so one of the things that Carter's Foundation, or we're trying to do with Carter's Foundation, is we're always looking for ways to support the kids, support the family in any way we can. So that's how we came up with parent packs for the parents, or video game carts for kids that are in isolation or getting treatment. And then with Adriana here, she had this idea with the Moon Men, and we're kind of like, this is great. How can we make it bigger and how can we expand upon it? And that's where the Dream Room program came from. Yeah. And it really, without Adriana, we wouldn't have something like that. Mm-hmm.
Without Brianna. Yeah. And the crazy thing is that when Brianna, she would always tell us, when I grow up, Mom, I want to be in a home interior designer. She loved decorating. She loved doing all this. And I'm like, my baby's still working. Her dreams are coming true. She's working through us, and absolutely, we're doing great things in her honor for all these other kids that are still out there fighting.
You mentioned Kaiser and Loma Linda. What other specific hospitals or pediatric units are you working with to distribute donations and support families?
We do all of Southern California. We're doing, like I said, Kaiser, Loma Linda, Shock, and CHLA.
Why is it so important to bring joy to kids and teens battling cancer, and how does that joy impact their fight?
Well, it is important to bring joy to children and teens, introducing moments of joy, whether they're activities, laughter, or connection with others. Children and teens can experience a temporary escape from their illness, and it can uplift their spirits and provide hope. Joy can also strengthen their resilience, helping them cope better with challenges in treatment. It just helps kids and teens feel more connected to the world around them and reminds them that they are not defined by their illness. Ultimately, joy doesn't provide a temporary distraction, but it can significantly impact their mental and emotional strength, which is crucial for their ongoing battles with cancer. And they don't feel alone. Having joy, they don't feel alone.
Yeah, absolutely. As I've kind of mentioned, and as Adriana's mentioned, it's one of those things where it's very isolating when you find out that you're sick or your child is sick, right? Because it's not a common thing. You don't know. I mean, if you've started asking people around the street, do you know a child who has got cancer or some other serious illness? You're probably going to have to go through quite a few people before you reach a person who says yes. It's not common at all. And so because of that, when someone does get a diagnosis like that, they often feel kind of isolated. And letting them know, I mean, we felt isolated when we were in the hospital, and someone coming through and just giving Carter a teddy bear, which is why our logo is a teddy bear. It's because of that. It was kind of not just for him. I mean, he's 3 months at the time. So he really didn't understand the significance behind it, but my wife and I did. My wife and I took that and we were like, I can't believe that some stranger didn't know, gave him a teddy bear because he wasn't feeling well. And it was one of those things where it was kind of a bit of an epiphany that there are other people out there that care about people they don't even know. And we've even had families that have been recently diagnosed that have found us through our social media, like Instagram, and reached out and just said, hey, my kid was just diagnosed. Can you put me in contact with other families? Because I don't know what to do. Mm. I don't know where I'm at. Where do I start? Where do we go? And then we've cultivated, you know, a lot of supporters that have been in similar circumstances or have family members that have, they'll reach out and create a little support community and let people know that you are not alone. And that's one of the reasons why people see like, oh, you're just giving toys to kids. It's really not about the toys. It's mm-hmm. about creating when they get into these hospital rooms and they're just there with their own, a couple of things. They might be in isolation where only one parent, no siblings could be there. Bringing them a toy to just kind of bring that home back to them, you know, play. It's very powerful. It's very meaningful. And a lot of times we're not the ones actually distributing them. The hospital is. The nurses get to come in and say, I have a toy for you. And now the nurse is not someone who's poking and prodding you. Someone giving you something. They're trying to improve your mood. And mood is an important thing. If kids are not feeling well and they're sad and dejected, they're not going to heal. So it's extremely important. And it doesn't sound like that when you think about giving toys to kids, but it really is.
Does that make them more compliant with treatment?
In some cases, yes. We actually had one of our very first video game carts that we dropped off. One of the child life specialists, when we were actually there passing out toys, mentioned that they had he was about 16 years old. He needed to get up and walk around, and he was refusing. He was just like, I don't want to. I don't want to do this. So they wheeled the video game cart into his room, and the child life specialist said, I'll let you play for an hour if you get up and you walk two laps around the rooms here, and then you can come back and play again. And she said it was the only thing to help bridge that gap because he was just defiant. He's like, I don't want to get up. I don't want to go. I'm done. I've been
here
too long.
That a teenager might be stubborn.
Yes, absolutely. And he was actually, I ended up meeting him, very pleasant kid. You know, I talked to him about video games because I'm a bit of a nerd myself. And it was one of those things where if you looked around, because he was a teenager, maybe his parents were working, he was there by himself. And he was just there with his phone and a TV, and he was bored out of his mind. And it's just something as simple as that. We're bringing in a video game cart, and he can play video games for a bit. It does help. Other toys and things like that, it gets kids in a better mood because they want to get up, they want to play, they want to interact. We're all social beings. And so being able to do that, even it's something as simple. So like a lot of the things that we donate or we get donated to us, they're board games, they're card games, they're games of some kind where you could play with your parents. They're not just, you know, here's a monster truck and nothing else. Yeah. And it's up to you. If you can't get out of bed, you can't get out of bed. Oh, well, you know, it's like we give a variety of things because we want the nurses to go, oh, that would be great. And we've had that. I'm sure Adriana can
The Squishmallow one, remember? Mm-hmm. There was a patient who the mom forgot the Squishmallow, and she always needed to have her stuffed animal there with her. And there was a toy drop-off, and there was a Squishmallow on there. And the mom's like, oh my gosh, thank you so much. You don't understand how much this is going to be so helpful for her. She forgot hers, and we live so far away. And I already told her I couldn't go to the house and get her one. And we had a Squishmallow for her. So it does make a big difference. It does bring some comfort. And
absolutely.
And just makes them, I remember, just getting stuff too with Brianna. She would always be happy. She always felt alone. That's another thing. Families move on. Yes, they're there for you, but a lot of people move on with their lives. And we're stuck in this life for as long as we need to during our treatments. So it's always nice to just, like he said, strangers coming in and just they're there for you and you don't feel alone. And that's why I wanted to get back to.
I'm speaking with Steven Santoro, Vice President and co-founder of Carter's Foundation, and Adriana Escalante, Director of Community Outreach. Most of us know that running a nonprofit requires careful planning and support. Tell us how your organization runs.
Yeah, we are 100% volunteer-based. We pride ourselves in being volunteer-based. Many of the people, like myself, Adriana, we have some connection to this community, and we're very passionate about being in this community. So that's a lot of our volunteers. They're all people, family, friends of someone who's been sick or a family member who has been sick or just gone through that treatment. And so one of the things that we like being 100% volunteer based is that all of the money that gets donated goes right back out to the children, goes out to our programs. There's no one taking a salary. There's no one skimming off the top to pay for something else. 100% is going back into the programs. And then as far as organizing and doing things, we have Adriana here, who's community outreach. We've got other people that are organizing events. We do have the LA County Fair, which we'll be a partnership with, which I'm looking forward to talking about in a second. But we also have our own private events that we do where we're doing events for fundraisers, but we're also doing warrior events. So we're working on right now an event where we're actually going to rent an entire movie theater, and it's only going to be for kids that are going through treatment. So that way, if they can't get out because they're immunocompromised, we're going in there 30 minutes ahead of time. We are sanitizing all the chairs. We're getting everything prepared for them. We're being cognizant of their ability or any disability that they have. So if they need aisle seats or if they need to be spread out and not have anyone directly around them, we're going to be organizing that so they can come in and they can watch a movie and be a kid. So those are the type of things that we like to organize and do in addition to our toy drop-offs and our regular things. And it's all done on a volunteer basis.
So let's talk about the LA County Fair. This is your second year partnering with them. Tell us about this donation drive and anything else that's new this year.
Yeah, absolutely. So LA County Fair is fantastic. The people that run it are amazing people. They're extremely generous people. So they invited us last year to participate with them, where we had a huge, it's like a 6-foot-tall wooden bin that people can drop off their carnival prizes. So if you win a prize at a carnival, you don't want to take it with you. At the entry gates, the yellow and blue gates, or last year it was just the yellow gate, but it's going to be at both gates this year. There's a big bin. You'll be able to drop it off. We will come and pick it up, and then we will distribute them to local hospitals or local children that are going through treatment. So the new thing this year is that it's going to be at both entrances or exits. It's going to be bigger, better, and it's going to be more elaborate effectively. So the theme of this year's fair is Art Unleashed. So we're actually going to have two of the days during the fair. We're going to have a little booth there, and we'll have out some coloring pages that we've designed, because we do have, as we mentioned last time we were here, we do have coloring books that we design and sell. And profits of that goes to the foundation so we can support the kids. So we'll have some things there like that. But no, the LA County Fair is a fantastic organization. We're very proud to work with them again this year.
I love this idea of being able to donate those carnival prizes, because walking around with a giant 5-foot stuffed gorilla mm-hmm. is fun for a day.
Yeah.
And then you get home and you're like, what are you going to do with this? Mm-hmm. So I feel like this is, you can have some fun with it, and then you can make sure it goes to a great cause.
Absolutely.
How can someone who isn't able to attend the fair this year still contribute to Carter's Foundation?
Yeah, if you're not able to make it to the fair, you can go on our website, cartersfoundation.org, or find us on Instagram. There are multiple ways where you can donate monetarily, donate actual things. If you wanted to purchase toys, books, blankets, we'll gladly take them. They just have to be new. The hospitals have regulations on that. And you can donate directly to us, and then we'll make sure they get distributed. Or you can even go on our website if you'd like to volunteer, and we have volunteer forms. So if we've got any events coming up, we're always looking for volunteers.
You've got a pretty cool fundraiser coming up. Tell us about that.
Yeah, we're actually hosting a fundraiser at Hangar 24, their trivia night. It's Thursday, 5:15. So check out our Instagram on that. Come out to a wonderful bar, play trivia. It's $5 suggested donation. You don't have to donate to play, but it's a fundraiser, so it'd be nice if you donated. And just hang out. We're going to be there as well. It's going to be our very first kind of adults-only fundraiser, and we're very excited for it.
I've been speaking with Steven Santoro, Vice President and co-founder of Carter's Foundation, and Adriana Escalante, Director of Community Outreach. Anything else you want us to know?
We appreciate K-Frog. We appreciate you for having us down here. We look forward to meeting some people at the fair if you're coming out to the fair. Also, one thing I will say is check out our Instagram. We are going to be doing a fair giveaway for tickets to the fair in conjunction with the LA County Fair. So if you're looking on Instagram, you might see our giveaway.
What's your Instagram handle? And also tell us your website.
Yeah, the website is cartersfoundation.org and our Instagram is cartersfoundation.
Thank you so much for talking with us today. And thank you for all that you are doing to make a difference in our community.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Thank you.